May the Lord bless you and keep you, dear heart dwellers, in the palm of his hand. Amen. Jesus began speaking to Mother Claire. I am here with you, beloved. Not for a moment do I want to lose your attention. Please look at me. I love you. I love you. I love you. Stay close to my heart. You are a source of encouragement for many in this world. You have reached many who were disillusioned with the faith. It is your personal interaction with me that brings them so much comfort. My wonderful people, I am nearer unto you all than you realize. I am standing with you as these earth changes begin to manifest. I want you to know that wherever you are, whatever your situation, I am there at your right hand. You can talk with me. You can cry out to me. You can pray to me. I hear it all, and I care deeply. I have a course of action for all of you. Just remember that and try not to panic. Rather ask me, what's next, Lord? I have your best interests in mind and those of your families as well. You see, you have been praying for years for this approaching moment. And for years I have stored up your prayers and tears to be released at this time. Trust that what I am saying to you is true. I have planned well in advance what will happen with each of you during this time. Your prayers were powerful and duly noted. I reward the faithful hearts. You who have prayed are especially dear to me. I'm going to be releasing messages to you about the popular belief in reincarnation. I am asking you to pay particular attention to that message and spread it around. I am also warning you how to avoid getting caught in these planned riots and what your weapon is against them. That includes angelic protection if you are obedient as well. I have been speaking to you through this vessel for many, many years, and I have told you much about what is to come. Some of you are new and do not know about the hundreds of early teachings that address the church and the end times. I wish for you to go back and find the early ones. By the way, they are all on our website and Vimeo. The Lord continued, one thing I would have you do is to go to the Rhema page on heartdwellers.org website and receive from the Holy Spirit a random message from a pool of hundreds of messages. He will bring up the message that most suits your needs at this time. Mostly what I'm asking of you is to keep your heart and mind riveted on me. And I will speak to you through the messages and the Rhemas, which are always on that page. This will help you in navigating through the changes that are to come on the earth. Trust me to speak to you, my beloved ones. Do not allow your shortcomings to keep you away from me. It is precisely because of these that the enemy tries to discourage you, so you will not come to me. Please ignore him, and come to me in any state you find yourself in. Believe in me. Believe in my merciful providence for you and your loved ones. I am indeed with you.